Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. I'm joined on the podcast today by Erin Flanagan, Edgar Award-winning author and author of the new novel, Come With Me. Erin's novel, Deer Season, won the 2022 Edgar Award for Best First Novel by an American Author and was a finalist for the McCavity Award for Best First Mystery in the Midwest Book Award in Fiction. She is also the author of two short story collections, The Usual Mistakes and It's Not Going to Kill You and other stories. Writer A.J. Finn wrote about Flanagan's new novel, Come With Me. Erin Flanagan's debut novel, Deer Season, netted her the highest prize in mystery fiction. Her second novel, Blackout, confirmed her as a striking talent with a remarkable command of pace and place. And now, in Come With Me, this gifted author revised the female friendship thriller, as immortalized in films like Single White Female and The Hand That Rocks the Cradle, with wit, with verve, with style, but best of all, without mercy. There are passages in Come With Me so breathtakingly tense that I felt as though I were being held underwater. Flanagan knows just how to rattle us before going in for the kill. This is a splendid novel, scary and smart, and you'll want to discuss it with a friend. Just make sure that friend is who you think she is. Erin, welcome to the podcast.
Oh, Jeff, thank you so much for having me and for reading that blurb. I have the biggest smile on my face that A.J. Finn would say that about that book.
Yeah, that's a wonderful blur. If someone hasn't yet heard about your novel, Come With Me, how would you describe the novel?
It's about a woman in her early 30s, Gwen, whose husband dies very unexpectedly, and she's left alone with her 8-year-old daughter. Quickly figures out that her husband has reinvested all of their money in tech and lost it, and she's got to get back into the workforce when the last time she was out there was when she was in college in an internship. So she contacts a woman who she interned with who has risen up their company, and says, hey, any chance that, you know, you could write a reference for me? And the woman, Nicola, says, oh, I can do better than that. If you, why don't you come back to Dayton? I'll get you a job interview. She ends up getting the job. And Nicola says, well, gosh, you're not going to be able to get a place to stay. Why don't I sign a lease for you? You can be my neighbor. And before Gwen knows it, Nicola is basically in charge of a lot of areas of her life. And she's wondering if this is quite as pure of a friendship as she might have thought. And also is wondering what happened to the last coworker of Nicola's. So it kind of goes in a spiral from there.
Do you remember the original idea or impetus for Come With Me?
It's funny because I do. It was kind of devastating. It was a Thursday night, and I had heard from my agent that my last idea that I had pitched wasn't going to be a go, and that the next day on that Friday, I was supposed to get together with my writing group for a retreat. And I was like, what am I even going to work on? I don't have an idea. I've got nothing. And so this is just about the best group of women I could ask for to be in a writing group with. And I got there and was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Yeah. And they're like, you got this. It's going to be amazing. You'll come up with something. And we started talking about how wonderful it was to be at an age in our lives where we had found the right women to support us and cheer us on and always feel like we had each other's back. And we got to talking about earlier friendships when they were a little bit more fraught, like in your 20s, your 30s. And from there, we're like, one of them, Katrina, was like, I think maybe you should write about this. And so I started sketching out the novel. And by the end of the weekend, I felt like I knew the people and was ready to get to work. It was pretty great.
That's wonderful. Well, can you tell us about this writing group? How did you find the group and how does it work exactly?
Well, we've come together. We all live in Dayton, Ohio. We've come together over the last 15 years. We've just kept kind of crossing each other's paths and finding each other through different writing organizations around town. And this, about 3 or 4 years ago, just gelled into the perfect group. And it happens that my sister, who actually lives in California but has a house in Dayton, said, if you guys ever want to use my house for a retreat. So we call it the Hanson House Writing Retreat. It's literally a mile away from my house. And we all meet at my house, and one of us has a minivan. We have one song on the playlist to get us to the Hanson House writing retreat, and we'll be there for like 48 hours. So we'll do that a couple times a year. And we also, whoever is free to get together on Tuesday mornings or Friday afternoons, somebody's always down to clown and get together and write. So we just have been really important in each other's lives for the last however many years. And it's just been fantastic. Somebody's always there to read a manuscript, to, you know, talk about the publishing business. It's just been, I don't know how people do it without that kind of support.
How did you find these other writers?
Well, Katrina Kittle is one of them. I met her. She's a local author, and I had read one of her books and loved it and asked her to come to one of my classes at Wright State. Sharon Short was directing the Antioch Writers Workshop in town for many years, and I met her through that. I was on the board. Christina Consolino, I met through an Antioch Writers Workshop event, and we had kids in the same grade school. And Meredith Dench, I knew about. She's another local author, but she taught at the University of Dayton with Katrina. And so I met her through that. And just lo and behold, we all came together, and it was just the special sauce of the five of us. It's been so wonderful.
Can you tell us about your original writing journey that led you to writing your first short stories and then eventually getting your debut novel published?
Well, I had always loved to write when I was a kid. That had always been really important to me, but I didn't realize that could really be something. Like, people actually did that. I mean, duh, I knew books were coming. But like, it didn't occur to this small girl, this small town girl in Iowa, that maybe I could do something like that too. And I got to college and I ended up taking a creative writing class as an elective. And what really struck me, like, I loved that we were writing in there, but also I started reading contemporary short stories for the first time. And I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever read. Like Charles Baxter, Laurie Moore, things like that, Raymond Carver. And I just fell in love and started like gobbling up those stories. And then I wrote short stories for the first decade or so in my career, but then I really wanted to get into novels. And I kept writing novels and they kept not selling. And I kept writing another one and it kept not selling. And eventually I was like, I am having issues with plot. That was one of my biggest problems. And so I started reading a lot of mysteries and thrillers and really fell in love with the genre. And after like 5 years of reading those, I was like, I think I kind of understand how plot works. So I started then Dear Season with a mystery of what happens to this teenage girl who goes missing. And I was able to finally kind of conquer what I needed for a novel. But it really was like just finding the right genre for myself.
Those novels that you were writing and that did not get published, were those more literary, and I say that in quotes, novels versus thrillers and mysteries?
Yeah, I think I would start off those novels kind of like I would start short stories, where I'm like, I've got these characters and I've got this situation. But I didn't understand so much momentum and pacing. And that was where I needed the beats of a mystery to really help me along in a story. So they weren't propulsive enough. That was the thing. And that worked for a short story. The other thing that I really don't think I figured out until Dear Season was depth. Like, I understood length. Like, 30 pages is not the same as 300 pages. Like, I'm not that bad at math. Like, I had that kind of figured out. But I didn't understand depth. Like, in a short story, I would look at a character and I would kind of explore who they were in this moment. And you would understand that and something would happen in the course of the story that would kind of change their trajectory a little bit. But with a novel, I realized you had to understand not who they were in that moment, but also how they became that person. And so that was really important for me as far as understanding who the characters were to sustain them through a novel. And so that, once I kind of got that figured out too, there was a lot to learn going from short stories to novels for me. But that, I think, I really kind of hit in Dear Season, thanks to a wonderful editor.
You have said that tracking your actual writing time changed your writing life. Can you tell us about that?
Sure. When I was working on Deer Season, my friend and I, she lives in Texas, Charlotte Hogue. We started a Google Doc where we would each, because we were like, oh, we feel like we need to be a little bit more accountable about our writing. So every time we write, we would put in our time and our task. Here is how long we worked and here's what we were working on. So I started that partway through Deer Season. And then when I wrote Blackout, I had the whole novel tracked. So afterward, I went back and I was like, I'm just curious how long it took me to write the novel. The answer was 497 hours. And then I was curious, well, how long did it take me to write the first draft? And that was 90 hours. And I was like, how did I spend only 90 hours out of 497 on the first draft? And it told me, like, oh, first drafts for me should be really quick and they can be messy because all my work happens in revision. So it helped me figure out like how long each stage would take. But then going forward, one of the things that I found most helpful is I am now, after tracking through 2.5 novels, I'm able to look at like a developmental editor letter that's say 10 single space pages and be like, I think that's going to be about 60 hours worth of work. And if I need to hand this in 3 weeks, that's 20 hours a week of work. And or 20 hours of work a week, I should say. So it's really helped me figure out like how long it takes me to do things and then set goals accordingly. I'm very much driven by the data and the goals. Like, God bless the Virgo in me.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
You said that you spent 90 hours on the first draft. Have you tried to compress that and write your first drafts even faster?
Well, it's interesting because Blackout was 90 hours, but it was 13 months. And this is where I really realized, oh, you do not like writing first drafts, because I just kept procrastinating. And it just took, but it was only 80 hours. Like, gosh, I was working like not very much a day. But then with Come With Me, it was the first time I wrote under contract. And so I was like, well, this cannot take 13 hours or 13 months. I don't have that kind of time. So I thought, well, if it's 90 hours, could I do this in like 2 months? And it ended up 2.5 months, but it was only 88 hours. So the hours were the same, but I went from 13 months of work down to 2.5. And so that still gave me 3.5 months to revise before I had to hand it in.
Well, you've had 2 short story collections published, and you talked about earlier about making the shift from writing a short story to writing characters for a novel. When you have an idea, do you immediately know if it's a short story or a novel?
I do. For so long, it would be just the tiniest spark that would get me a short story. I would think, going to see his ex-wife for the first time in how many months? How can I make that the most painful thing that's ever happened to this guy? But it would be like such a small idea as far as like a timeline would go that I knew it wasn't something big. And then with novels, I really can tell. I can't always tell if a novel is going to go, if it's going to be a good idea, but I can tell it's going to have some scope. One of the first things that I try to figure out is, when in time do I think a novel is going to open, and when in time do I think a novel is going to close? There's this great book called The Art of Time in Fiction by Joan Silber, where she talks about like how a lot of novels or a lot of stories even will have this kind of built-in time length. So if, say, Deer Season, when a girl goes missing, when what's happened to the girl is discovered, how long do I think that's going to be? 2 weeks. So then I can kind of pace accordingly. So I would always know in a short story, like that's just a weekend. That's just a party. That's just a day, versus a novel where I could tell there would be something much longer going on.
Can you tell us about the writing process for Come With Me? I mean, we talked a little bit about, you know, you tracking your time and writing the first draft. When you're writing that first draft, are you making notes? Are you following kind of a loose outline or plot? Or do you just kind of have that initial idea, as you talked about, from your writer's retreat weekend when you started coming up with the idea of this kind of sinister female friendship? Do you just kind of have that kind of idea and dive into the story? How does that work?
That's usually what I would do. I would come up with an idea and just start writing. And I think on the page. I'm not one of those people who can really plot things out. But with Come With Me, it was different because, like I said, I was under contract. And so before I could get that contract, I had to convince them this could be a book, which meant I had to convince myself that this could be a book. So I really plotted that one out, like beginning to end, like here it is. And I felt so good about myself for like 2 days because I was like, look at me. I've got this whole plan. And then I started writing it. And of course, that plan just completely went to hell. But it was ended up okay. So I was afraid, like, if I plotted everything out, I wouldn't be surprised. But what I found was the plot worked for about 5 or 6 chapters. And then it just started doing its own thing. And luckily, they were willing to go with that. And I felt like, too, going into the book, I knew Gwen, the woman who loses her husband. I felt like I understood her. She was a little not very confident in herself. And I felt like there was enough I could identify with. But the other woman, Nicola, was the one who I really had to write. I had to write her from beginning to end like 3 times before I kind of figured out who she was and what was going to make her tick in the book.
How do you balance writing novels with your academic life and job?
Well, it's both difficult and easier being an academic because I'm in there talking about fiction writing every day with my students and they're excited about it. So I'm excited about it. So there's this sense too of like, oh, I don't want to be an imposter and not be working on my own. And one thing that really helped, I think, was kind of opening up about how hard it was for me to find time too. Like it's part of my job, but it's the part that's easiest to let fall off the list. I have to do service. I have to teach. You know, I'm right there with them trying to make it a priority, even if it's only a priority to me. And so that's been helpful. But I'm lucky right now. I'm half time just for a year and a half. And then I'm going back to full time. But I've been able to get a lot more writing time in that way. But it is kind of a struggle. Another thing, too, is I've been teaching now for, 18 years. And in the beginning, teaching was like the majority of my job. Like it took me so long to prep a class and to respond to papers. And I still have to do that, but I've got so much experience now under my belt. It doesn't take near as much time as it used to. So some of that has flipped over to writing, which really helps. And I don't think they're getting short end of the stick here. I think that they're getting a different stick altogether, like me having so much experience now.
When you won the Edgar Award for Best First Novel, were you in the audience of the award ceremony?
Oh, I was. As soon as I got that nomination, Jeff, I got Brandon, my husband, I'm like, get a text. We're going to the Oscars. Like, I really, it was such a shock to get that nomination. At that point, I don't even think I knew I'd written a mystery. Like, I just was completely bowled over. And like I said to my husband, nothing like this is ever going to happen again. We are like the country mice are going to the city. And I called my agent and I was like, we got to make the most of this. I'm never going to win this damn thing. So let's ride this nomination as hard as we can. It was just like such a surprise. And so I was like, yeah, there's no way I'm missing this. And it was honestly about one of the best nights of my life. It was so fun to meet so many awesome people. And I loved everybody like that I met and in my category. And right before my category came up, I turned to my husband and I said, no matter whatever happens, this is been one of the greatest nights of my life. Like, it was just such a joy.
What writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
Well, I would definitely say track your time, as boring as that might sound, because you just never know what you're going to learn from it. You know, you might find that you love first drafts and they take forever because that's where, like, you do so much of the revising as you go. But whatever, no matter what, it can definitely teach you something. And the other thing is, you got this. As hard as it is, like as much as you're struggling to get through a draft or struggling to find an agent, every writer has been there. And it is perseverance, not talent, that's going to get you into the game. So just keep going and believe in yourself. And if you can, find a group of people who are going to believe in you as well. That's the writing group I have. Is I just own my heart.
Are you working on another novel now?
Well, I've had a rough go of it for the last couple of months since I handed in Come With Me. I keep starting things and getting about 10,000 words, then I'll get about 15 on something else. And so it's been back and forth. But right now I've just crested 60,000 on what I'm working on. And that giddy kind of love feeling, like when I'm away from the manuscript, I just think about it and what I could write next and how much in love I'm falling. And so I think this is the one. I really love this story, but I'm like, oh, until I got that draft, I just never feel like I can say for sure. But I'm hopeful.
What novels have you read recently that you enjoy?
Oh gosh, I have been on a good run lately. I'm reading Little Underworld by Chris Harding Thornton right now. She's a Nebraska author, and it's just a masterful opening chapter of like, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. It takes place in Omaha in the 1930s. I'm loving that. I just started Holly by Stephen King, which of course is amazing. I'm about 30% in that. And I'm like, it's taken everything I have to pull that Kindle out of my hands. And Trouble Island by Sharon Short, a woman in my writing group. That one's coming out next year. And it's a locked room mystery on an island in the 1930s and is just fantastic. So yeah, it's been a good time reading lately.
That's wonderful. Looking forward to Holly as well.
Oh, it's so good.
Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your novels and your latest novel, Come With Me?
I'm on erinflanagan.net, and you can reach me through email that way as well. And I'm also on Twitter or X, depending on how you want to call it, and Instagram at Erin L. Flanagan. So yeah, there's nothing more fun than hearing from readers. So I would love to hear from people.
Again, we've been speaking to Erin Flanagan, Edgar Award-winning author and author of the new novel, Come With Me. The novel is available now, so go buy a copy. And Erin, thanks for doing this interview.
Oh, thank you so much, Jeff. What a pleasure.
Wonderful.